What do you call them?
What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you heard people talk about polecats or skunks? Oh. Now that's what I was getting at. Do you all have those around here?
Plenty of them. Plenty of them, yes.
Have you ever had any trouble with them?
I don't go into a space.
Well, what do you call them?
Pool cat.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that's about that big around and it lives near the water and it just hops along the ground?
The toe frog.
And would you have a different name for one that lives on the land for what you call one that lives in the water?
It's spring frog.
Okay. And where does the spring frog live?
On the water, I get it. Let it in the water.
Okay. What do you call worms that people use when they're going fishing?
Well, every time I see you watching, I'm catching them. Oh, all kind of worms use fish feed. Somebody go to a dead tree and come loose from the tree and the worms are made up in there.
And what do you call that kind of worm in there?
I'll get ready for that kind of thing. Now, I know what you're talking about, though.
And what are some other kinds?
If they got a ground, remember what they call them. They beat them off the ground and have us in beach bed.
Mm-hmm.
Have a bed, just raise them in there. Where they stay up and get pick them out.
Well, which one is the biggest one?
Well, reading the big bed, these long, maybe that long. These others are short.
Okay.
And the pine tree, old dead tree, is short. But it's larger. Right. But it's short.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Red bug?
Well, now this, I'm not sure. Now this is the one that flashes. You know,
yeah, turn on the light.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, red bug.
Do you have mosquito hawks here?
I don't see none now. It's been around young though.
Uh-huh.
Been a mosquito hawks.
What do you call an insect that looks kind of like a wasp, but it doesn't sting and builds a nest out of mud? Well, now some people call these masons or wand bees or dirt daubers.
Yeah. And there used to be so many others. Turned to us on last Saturday. So two, three, and they probably knocked off a hole. They saw something to make it be nice on. You take a little stick and knock it down.
Uh-huh. What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground? Oh, I'm sure you do. Just nuts, you know, that you grow under the ground.
Yeah.
And then you pull them up and shake the dirt off.
I can't remember right now. I know about what they're talking about. I just don't remember right now.
Yeah. Well, now, I know there's some kinds that you can feed to hogs, and then there's some kinds that that people eat.
Yeah, it used to be a big tree raising nuts. I don't know what they're calling.
Well, now, do you all grow peanuts or pindas or chufas around here, or ground peas?
Oh, I used to grow them, but I ain't got none now. The pindas seed got so high, you can't hold it by.
Mm-hmm.
Chufas eat the same. They make them little land. Great thing to pet the holes off.
Uh-huh.
And they turn them here like this, grow under the ground. Pindas grow under the ground, too.
Okay.
I used to plant all of them.